ഇത് SBS റേഡിയോ മലയാളം.
വെൽക്കം ടു SBS റേഡിയോ. നസിയ അമീൻ മുഹമ്മദ്. ഫസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ, കൺഗ്രാചുലേഷൻസ് ഓൺ ബീയിങ് ദ ന്യൂ ഓൺലൈൻ സെൻസേഷൻ എമംഗ് മലയാളീസ്.
താങ്ക് യു സോ മച്ച്.
So your song has, your first Malayalam song has gone viral in social media. What do you think about the response?
Honestly, I never ever expected that my voice and my feelings like for brotherhood and all is going to cross the borders, first of all. And secondly, I have received the response that was not even expected from my own country people, like from Pakistanis. So it was tremendous. Like, I never imagined that this kind of support and appreciation I'm going to receive. So sincerely, thank you so very much to everybody of you.
So are you basically a singer?
Yeah, singing is my passion since childhood. And I had been taking part in different competitions, different concerts. Here also in Dubai, I sing. But to earn my bread and butter, I'm a business development executive in a company. But always singing, like to become a playback singer, is still my dream. So it's Malayalam was my 22nd language I sang in, and now 23rd language is Tamil. I've already prepared a song, so I'll do more.
Oh, you sang in 22 languages already. That's amazing.
For me, like, I think it's a God-gifted talent. I don't feel that new language is difficult. Honestly, Malayalam was not difficult for me at all. People
Malayalam
told
was
me
not,
that,
sorry, Malayalam was not difficult for you, because whenever I talk to anyone outside Kerala, any non-Malayalis, they say Malayalam is the most difficult language.
No, it's not. Honestly, it's not. I don't know if it is a talent or if it's really an easy language. I don't know.
Okay. So which are the 22 languages that you have already sung in?
Okay. First is Hindi and Urdu. That's my country language. And then Sindhi, Punjabi, Pashto, Saraiki, Persian, Arabic, English, Swahili, then Gujarati, Kachhi, yeah, Balti, Wakhi, okay. And then Burushiski, Shina, etc.
Okay, that's good. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now let's come back to Malayalam. Why did you decide to learn Malayalam songs and sing it?
Okay, when I was in Pakistan, I never knew that there is a state called Kerala with 100% literacy rate. There is a language called Malayalam. I never knew. But when I came here to Dubai, my first employer was Malayali, like from Kerala. Whole company was Keralite. So they used to talk in their language. And I always wished to catch their words and, you know, predict what they are talking about. And I started to understand their language. Then it's my habit that wherever I go, I try to, you know, mingle with the people to show that we are one, we are not different, we are not separate with each other. So I try to make them happy by singing in their language. That's why, that's the reason so many languages I have sang in. So I asked my colleague, which is the most famous song in your language? So at that time, Prema movie got released.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me that Premam song Malare is the super hit one. So I listened to that, but I couldn't get it. But then I didn't find time. Then it was in my mind. Then I started practicing it one or two times. Nobody was there to guide me for the words. So whatever I heard from YouTube, I just jotted down in English and I tried to sing it. So this is how, you know. And then once I met musicians here, there is a team of musicians in UAE. So I had a program with them. So then I decided to dedicate one song to that particular group of friends. So I recorded for them and I sent it on WhatsApp to them. I never knew that he is going to post it on Facebook. He posted on Facebook. His name is Siraj. And he wrote that war talks have been going on regarding Pakistan and India. But there are some people who are talking about love, who are talking about being together. Nazia is one of them and I would like to share this video. So we got like more than 5,000 views in just within 5 days. So I was very surprised. That was my first video to get these much likes. But then one boy from Bahrain or Qatar, he shared it and it got 8 lakh views. So like it was a surprise. Then I saw my name, my picture in Indian newspapers and I was surprised. And I was wondering why Pakistan is not noticing this. Indians are taking it so positively because I know they must be busy in some other things. So, like, it was unimaginable.
Okay.
I'm happy.
You talked about the Malare song. Can you sing a few lines for me now?
Now I don't have the paper in front of me, so whatever I remember.
Okay, that's fine. What do you remember?
Tilimanam maravillin niramaniyam niram നിരമാലൊരു കനവിന്നിൽ തെളിയുന്ന പൂലി പുടയോരം തരുകൊന്നി തരുനീരൻ കാത്തും പുടക്കങ്ങളിലണി തൊടുകുടലൂതിയ പൂലി. Then what was that? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. So you have already sung in 22 other languages. So have you ever got such a response, such a massive response, or what was the difference while singing in Malayalam?
Yeah, one thing I noticed, like even in Pakistan, I've sang in Bushiski, Shina, other languages. They were happy, they were surprised, but they were not like so overwhelming and so encouraging and so motivating people like you. Like, it's the first time in my life. Like, I mean, there is not even a single comment which shows negativity. Not even a single comment. Like, I'm surprised. I told my mama, ki mama, not even a single comment. I don't need to delete my comment. Otherwise, what I used to do for Pakistanis, like for my other people, I used to filter my Facebook every hour. Ki if there is any negative comment, I'm going to delete it. But this time, I'm not worried at all. Like, oh my God, it's so good.
That's a good thing to hear, actually. You are singing in Malayalam language. You have already sung two songs. Can you understand Malayalam or can you speak in Malayalam?
when people talk, I can predict what they are talking about a little bit. But I've started learning that particular group. They taught me one or two sentences, but then I forgot because now in my new office, there is nobody to talk to in Malayalam. So I'm going to learn it, inshallah.
Okay, so you can't say at least one word in Malayalam.
I know illa, I know sugamado, and then I know, like, what? I don't know, I forgot now.
Are you planning to do or sing in any more Malayalam songs? Because you are already moving into other languages, and from 22 you want to make it more. So still planning to sing any more Malayalam songs?
Yeah, I will. I decided to sing at least one song every week in Malayalam. Not if every week, then every 15 days.
Why?
Now I started liking this language. I don't know, like, more than this language, you people are so lovely. Like, I mean,
that's
I'm
good.
Just trying my best.
So, if you get a chance to sing in any of the Malayalam movies, would you do that?
Oh my God, my dream would come true. Please call me.
Okay. So, when you talk about singing in Malayalam movies, I have to move out of singing and all. You know, it's a situation where India and Pakistan are in conflict, and the conflict is at its peak, and the Pakistan actors acting in Indian movies also creating issues in India. So still, you want to sing in Malayalam movies if you get a chance. So that means you are not worried about the hue and cry going about that?
I want to mention one thing and to all the listeners who are listening to me, and I believe you all are going to agree with me. When God created this universe, God did not say it's Pakistan, it's India, because it was Indo-Pak before, right? God did not tell me that your soul is Pakistani soul, your soul is Indian soul. He just created the all human beings. And the biggest religion, biggest country is humanity for me. So you also, it should be the same thing. And you tell me, like you are talking to me, I'm Pakistani. If you forget about my country, there is nothing, there is no difference between us. There is no hatred between us. You love me so much, I love you so much. Like, let's keep on spreading love. I request our governments to have, you know, to talk like we are talking right now. They should not bother about borders. We are like, let's suppose if somebody asks me that I am Pakistan and you are Indian and what I want. I want to forget about these borders. I don't want to fight on land. I don't want to fight for any resources because I came with empty hands and I'm going to leave this world without taking anything with me. So I'm fighting for what? So let's spread love. Let's live together. Live and let other live. Stop fighting. Stop hatred. There are so many people like me living in Pakistan. We want to live together.
Of course, it's a great message, Nazia, because in diplomacy, they call it soft power. Like instead of the hard power, you can win through soft power, and you are spreading the soft power through your songs.
Yeah.
Okay, Nazia, so before concluding this interview, can you sing that Kaathirunnu Kaathirunnu song for me?
Kaathirunnu Kaathirunnu Pulamilinnu Kadavolinnu Kaalavum Kadannu Poi Veenalil Thalangal Poi Vadakalunu Poi Oorthirunnu Oorthirunnu Niralu Pole Chidakolinnu காட்டிலாடி நாளமாய் நூலோ போலே நீத்து போய் சிடி மடன்னு போய் ஒரு நிறம் தோறும் நிலம் யாமும் தோறும் நின்றே ஓர்மையாலி நின்றுண்ணு ஒரு மாறிக்காரும் நின்றே மௌனம் போலே என்னி காய் பேயும் இன்னும் காத்துன மடமாரி வெயிலாய் தின்னமேரே கொடியொன்னும் தென்னி தென்னி கண்ணில் மாயும் நின்னி காடா இன்னும் 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 காத்திருந்து காத்திருந்து புடமிலிங்கும் கடவுடியும் காலவும் கடந்து போய் வேணலில் தடங்கள் போய் வடக்கலூனு போய்
Wow, that was so sweet, Nazia. Thank you, Nazia, for talking to SBS Radio and for singing such beautiful songs for Malayalis.
Thank you so much. Keep on spreading love. Keep on loving me too. And remember me in your prayers. Thank you so much.
SBS Malayalam Radio Paripadikal Aswadikarundo. Radio Kappuram. Online-ilum namukki charchakal thudaram. SBS മലയാളം ഫേസ്ബുക്ക് പേജ് ലൈക്ക് ചെയ്യുക. നിങ്ങളുടെ അഭിപ്രായങ്ങളും പ്രതികരണങ്ങളും നിർദ്ദേശങ്ങളും എല്ലാം അവിടെ രേഖപ്പെടുത്താം. SBS മലയാളം ഫേസ്ബുക്ക് പേജ്.